Have you ever heard the bands called the
A Hoop? Band? No.
Well, what about something that's like a barrel except it's smaller?
A keg?
Yeah. What would
nails?
Nails come in a keg.
Sometimes gunpowder.
Gunpowder.
Yeah.
Say, if you wanted to buy a fairly large amount of lard, something like that.
That'd come in a lard can.
Lard can.
5 gallons.
Have you ever heard any other term for that sort of container?
Maybe a lard bucket.
Lard bucket. Have you ever heard people talk about buying a stand lard or something like that? Or say if your mother was bottling something, or maybe she was pouring molasses into a bottle with a small mouth, you know, what would you more than likely use to keep that?
A funnel.
And this thing, but back in the horse and buggy days that you cracked around the...
A whip.
You were talking about burlap bags, that type of thing a minute ago. Say, if you went down to the grocery store, what would the grocer put your purchase in you'd carry it home?
A paper sack.
That would be a paper sack. Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to buy, you know, peat moss or fertilizer or something like that, what would you call the thing that would be packed in?
Fertilizer sack.
Fertilizer sack.
Mm-hmm.
Or... what about these things that are made of this heavy, coarse, rough material? Some type of kind of cloth-like material, you know? Sometimes you see pecans and these big processing plants are putting those things. Or
oh, yeah. Those are burlap bags.
Burlap bags. Have you ever heard anything like that called, anything besides that, burlap bag?
They may also be called sacks, I don't know. But I've always heard them referred to as a burlap bag.
Have you ever heard people in your part of the country talk about toe sacks or croaker sacks?
Oh yeah, a croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same thing as a...
Yeah, that's the same thing as a burlap bag.
Burlap bag.
Yeah, it's a croaker sack.
I see. But you're not familiar with toe sack then?
No.
Say, if a farmer wanted to take... a fair amount of corn to the mill to be ground. Talking about the amount that he could take at one time. Have you ever heard your grandfather or somebody talk about that in any particular way? Say you've got to take a... referring to the quantity.
Not referring to the quantity, because usually you take, when you combine your corn, it's usually combined and it's loaded into a wagon. And the wagons go immediately to the mill. And then after they get through grinding it into feed, you go and you get a load, which will be any number of these burlap bagfuls. But you go and you get a load of feed.
Or say maybe the amount of wood that you could carry in your arms at one time. Have you ever heard any...
That'd be an arm load.
An arm load. Have you ever heard people... use the term a turn of corn, something like that, to refer to a quantity. Say an electric lamp, if that thing burned out, the thing that you would...
You need a light bulb.
A light bulb. Or if your mother was going outside to hang up the clothes to dry, she probably...
Clothesline.
Yeah, and the thing that she would carry them in, you call that a...
A basket. Clothes basket.
So, again, I mentioned bottling something in bottles. The thing that you would put in the mouth of a bottle to keep the stuff from spilling out, you would simply put in a... what would you call that thing you put in the mouth?
Seal it with?
Yeah, just put a...
You'd have a cap.
A cap or...
You could put a cork.
You ever heard that called a cork or a stopper?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about this musical instrument that some people can play, you know, you play it like
a harmonica.
Harmonica.
Also referred to as a Jew's harp.
Same thing as a Jew's harp.
Well,